Okay, Daf Nun Vav. We're familiar with the sugya. We had said in the Mishnah that by Trumas Meiser of Demai, even though I'm taking off Meiser Rishon from Demai, and for sure the Trumas Meiser from Demai is only a Dinder Abanan, still the Mishnah said, if you eat it B'Shege, Chazal said you still have to pay back, and you have to pay a Chaymish. And Rabbi brought from that, Rabbi Lazar had a Kasha, Mecha Teisri should be so machmir by a Dinder Abanan that you even have to pay a Chaymish. And Rabbi Lazar and the Gemara brought a Teretz that Shmuel said, no, this is going to get Shittas Reb Meir. Their mayor had said by dine get that kolam hashana mimadbeah shetavucham megitin yaitziv avlad mamzer. So you see, your mayor holds that by dine drabana we're so machmir that we treat the kid mamish to be a mamzer, and therefore here also, even though trumas meiser of demai is only drabana, we're going to give it the same exact halachas as a din daraisa, and you have to go ahead and pay a chaymish. On that, the gemara asked if sheishes asked the kasha. That lechayah we see that our mayor is makil when it comes to pigeon of Meiser Sheni of Demai. Over there he said you can be paid kesef al kesef, nechayshes al nechayshes, nechayshes al payers, etc. And lechayah by regular din of Meiser Sheni you cannot do those types of pigeonness. And the Gemara said on the top of Nun Vav that the teretz was that Amar Rav Yosef four lines down afal bisham makil or maybe pigeonay machmeru bachilose. The answer is that even though our mayor yes is machmer in dinay derabanan and treats them as a daraisa, like we saw by get, etc. But when it comes to our halachas of demai, only in terms of eating demai, or in our mission, in terms of if you ate it, be'isser, and now you have to pay back, and you have to pay the chaymish, then we're going to go ahead and say that we're going to be machmir. But when it comes to dinei pidgin, then our mayor is still going to be makel, and say that you can we'll be more makel in dinei pidgin than we normally would be by regular dinei meiser sheni, etc. And the Gemara says, Dishani, we see that in a brisa. The brisa says, Lo yitiru limkor demai ela lasito in belvad. So you have a problem when you buy demai from an amaret. So if you're eating it at home, so we know the halach is you have to take off the ma'aser rishon and the ma'aser sheni, etc. Because we're chayshish, maybe the amaret did it. What if you sell it to somebody else? So normally, obviously, when you have tevel at home and you sell it to somebody else, you have to make sure you ma'aser it before you give a sell to them, because they assume that you've already been masakin it. So you can't sell to someone unless. So if you're selling it to a sitone, if you're selling it to a wholesaler, so everybody knows. When you buy from a wholesaler, the wholesaler has no idea who he bought from, and he has no idea if the stuff had trumas or maestros taken off beforehand or not, or at least maestros. And therefore, if you happen to have bought something from an Amoritz, and you didn't realize, you say, hey, how do I get rid of this stuff now? No problem. Sell it to a wholesaler. Because when people buy from a wholesaler, they automatically know that it's Dumbai, and they have to take off the regular Meiser and stuff that they have to take off. Therefore, you have no chashash. Ubalabayas, Benkach, Ubenkach, Tzarech, Lasid, Vremer. However, if you sell it to a Balabayas, Benkach, Ubenkach, Rashi says it means, even if he's selling it as a wholesaler, meaning in giant amounts, still, anytime you buy from a balabayas, people assume the balabayas took off the trumas and maisers properly. Therefore, you, as an individual, cannot sell them demai because they might just go ahead and sell it on, and the people will not think that it had, well, will not realize they have to take off maisers still. Chum argue on this small point. The Chum say that when you're selling it in giant amounts, like a wholesaler normally sells it, whether you're actually a professional wholesaler or you just happen to be a balabais who's selling a large amount, once you sell it in large amounts, Rashi brings with Gemara to discuss different amounts, when you're selling it a large amount, then everybody assumes that they still, when they buy it from them, have to take off the proper maaser that you would normally have to take off from demai. But what do you see from this brice? So what you see from this brice is exactly like we had Rav Yosef had answered, that even though a mayor is machmir in dine achila, when it comes to dine pigeon, he's going to be makel. Here he's being machmir in dine achila, and here he's saying that you have to be careful when you sell it around, who's going to eat it and what they're going to do with it. So Meiser Ravina. Ravina brings another brisa though, which seems to say the opposite side of this. The brisa says, Halokech min anachtum. If you go ahead and you buy bread from a baker, and who's an Amoritz? So if he's an Amoritz, you don't know if he took off Meisers appropriately. So it has a din of demai. The bread that you buy from him has a din of demai. So Meiser minachama lotzenenas minotzenenas alachama. So whether you bought a mixture of fresh bread, which is chama, fresh bread, or tzenenas cold bread, which is, you know, the day old bread, so it's not exactly the same, it's fresh. And not fair. I want to talk about bread on Pesach, so we'll talk about matzah or something like that, you know, soft temani pitot or whatever. So whether it's fresh or not fresh, and you have a mixture, so you bought from him over a few days, and now you want to go ahead and be masakin this demai, so you're allowed to take off the maiserishin, maisersheni, etc., whatever you're taking off from the old onto to the new, from the fresh onto the old, it's all fine. Va'afilu midefusim harbei divrei meir. Oh. Now Rav Meir says, what if you're buying from the baker? Now, bakers don't necessarily sell their own stuff. Sometimes the baker in those days would be a selling point for people who made it home. So everybody baked at home, and then they would go and bring it to the baker, and the baker would sell it on. It's like a consignment kind of thing. Okay. What?
Commission baker.
Commission baker. Okay, such a thing. So it's a consignment thing. So when you do that, if you buy from a baker and you have multiple defusim, so one came in a square shape, one was a circle shape, one was a rectangle shape, so then it's very, very possible that you actually, this particular baker, bought it from different amaratzim. And this one did take off already the meisers properly, and this one did not. And now you're going to be in trouble if you start taking off meiser from one onto the other. It could be one was already masukin and one was not masukin, and one you're going to have not taken off, one you're going to have taken off twice, and obviously you can't do that, so you're going to be in trouble. And therefore, Meir says, though, still, Meir's mekel, and he says, I feel them with fasim harbe. You could even take off from the square onto the rectangle onto the circle, it doesn't make it any difference. So you see, Meir is mekel in Dinei Demai. And we just said when it comes to Achila, Meir is going to be machmir in Dinei Demai. So, says Mo, what are these two halachas? A, he was mekel that you could take off from yesterday's onto today's, the tcham onto the tananis, and B, he was mekel that you could take off even different shapes which might have come from different people. Both of those kulas, Rameir should not agree to. Rameir should say, we're machmir by dinei demai. So, let's go one by one. If you want to tell me the discussion of taking off from the old unto the new, the hot unto the cold, that's not such a big deal. Could Rabbi Lai, because Rabbi Lai already explained this halacha many places in Shas. Where is this? It's in Yevamos, Kedushin, Babasra, Tmura, it's all over the place. Even though lechatchila, when you take off trumas and maisers, you're supposed to take off, obviously on the same min, if you have, you know, a bunch of apples or a bunch of wheat, you have to take off wheat on wheat, apples and apples, that's for sure. But what if you have different qualities of a particular species, lechatchila you should take yafa la yafa and ra la ra. You should split them up into qualities. But if minayin the term the ra la yafa shetrumas shetruma, but if you take off the bad, you know you're cheap and you say, you know what, I'm going to give all the bad stuff to the kohen. So I'm going to take all the bad crops that I have and take that off onto the good crops. You're not supposed to do that. But if you do it, it works. How do you know? Shenemar, interesting drasha. Pasuk says, "V'lo yisisu alav chait." You should not get an aver. Bar mimchem aschel b'mimeni when you take off the truma. V'skachem neisav. V'lo yisachel. V'lo yisamusu. So what does it mean? What aver are we talking about? You take off truma. What avera is there? Must be the avera is that you took it off the wrong way. How did you take it off the wrong way? You took the bad stuff on the good stuff. Okay, so you're not supposed to do that. But if you do, it doesn't work. So the Gemara makes an interesting deal. Im einoi kodesh nesias chait lama. He says, if it doesn't work, then you didn't get an aver. And if you tell me, if you try to take off apples onto oranges for truma, does it work? No. If you do it, do you get an avera? No, because you didn't do anything. So if I tell you that taking off bad onto good is an avera, that means I'm telling you that it worked. You just didn't do a good thing, but it did work. So Rabbi says, you see, but the avera works. Bikan l'tarmen arali yofes v'trumasei truma. And therefore, says the Gemara, that which a mayor is make by demai is not such a big deal. Because even by real truma and real meiser, bidyevet, if you take off the good onto the bad, you're okay. So by demai, we say you can go ahead and do that. That's not a problem. So that nekuda of the brice is not a kasha. But that which a mayor said you could take off from when you buy from a nachtum, even if it's different shapes, different forms. Over there makes no sense. Why is a mayor going to be mekel? Maybe you have to be chayshish. That one came from an amaretz who does take off meiser, one came from an amaretz who does not take off meiser, and you're mixing and matching. And according to a mayor, you're always supposed to be machmir by dinei derabanan. Some rabbis. Rabbi says, before I give you the answer, and the answer is pretty straightforward, Abai says, I want to take a step back. And I want to go back through the entire Shakla Vitaya we just had from all these questions and answers and explain to you, I have a fundamental problem with the whole sugya, says Abai. I'm an Abai. Rabbi Lazar Shapik Akashle. The original Kasher Rabbi Lazar had, that why are we so machmir in our mission about Dina Trumas Meister Shaltamai? That's a good, valid question. Because only did the Rabbana, why should we be Shema Machmir? But Shmuel, loy kamashah, shaper, kamashanile. Shmuel's answer that it's going according to Shitas or Meir, what a Meir says by Dine Get, there a Meir says the Vlad is a Mamzer, and therefore he's Machmer by Get, so he's also, he's going to be Machmer over here by Dine Trumas Maestro of Demai. Says, that's not a good Kasha. That's not a good answer. The Kasha Belezer Misa B'dei Shemayim, Moshan Ali Shmuel Misa B'dei Misa's Bezdin. Our question by Trumas Maestro of Demai, that you ate Trumas Maestro of Demai, worst case scenario, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Someone who eats Trumas, Trumas Maestro, is over an Isra of Misa B'dei Shemayim. The answer Shmuel is bringing there, Meir is Machmir, is by Znus of an Eishes Ish, which is Misa B'dei Bezdin, which is much more chomer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that which a mayor is machmir by Dine Get, that's because it's Misa B'dei Bezdin, which is much more chomer, Misa B'dei Adam. Where who says, therefore, he's going to be machmir also by Trumas Maaser of Demai, which worst case scenario on the Raisa level is only going to be Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the answer is not a good answer. Now, Abaye does not give an alternate answer. He just leaves it as, I don't like your answer. The answer the Chayyim Mefarshim explained is that we still had over here that the mayor said, Lo hitir limkor d'mai elosit mavar about bias kokach the very mayor. So we see our mayor is, we do see another brayser which beferish shows that our mayor is machmir by dinei d'mai, and that would be the town of our mission also. But bringing, so the Abaye just pointing out, bringing a raya from get, the Chayyim does not really fit. Continues Abaye. Then Dilma Shani, he says, Bezdin the Chamir. Now, Rav Sheshes loyko shaper meisavle. Rav Sheshes brought a kasha on that teretz on the bottom of the daf yesterday from the halach of pigeon. Says Abaye, that's no kasha from the halach of pigeon. Why? The ka'amri inu misa. They're bringing a raya from either get, which is misa b'dei bezdin, or trumas meisav d'mai, which is misa b'dei shemayim. And he's meisav Rav Sheshes lav. Rav Sheshes asking a kasha on dinei pigeon. Dine pigeon is the worst case scenario alive. They said, Lesucha lecha b'sharecha. How you have to be paid in, be paid outside Yerushalayim, inside Yerushalayim, kesef, all that. The worst case scenario, that's a lav. If you eat Maisha Sheni outside Yerushalayim, it's a lav. So what are you asking that our mayor's mako by Dine lav? Maybe he's machmir by Dine get. Maybe he's even machmir by Dine chumas maisha of demai, which is misa b'dei shamayim. But maybe he's mako by Dine drabana when it comes to Dine pigeon and Dine eating out of Yerushalayim, because that's only a Dine lav. Okay. But somebody says, I don't agree with the question. Well, Amai the Meiser of Sheshes, if you hold it is a question, Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashana, Rav Yosef's answer, Rabbi's Rebbe, Rav Yosef, who was machalic between pigeon and eating, that's a valid, assuming you think the question's a question, I don't. But if you think it is, the answer is a valid answer. El Ravina, he says, but Ravina's last question, the Ravina said that we see that Rameir is going to be Makil, that he allows you to take off the Truma, the Meiser, from different Tefusim. What's the kasha, says Rabbi? Ad demoisu minachtum, from the fact that he has a kasha from the case of the nachtum, you see your mayor's makel, l'sayeh mipalter. I can bring you a raya by a different halach of a palter that we see your mayor is dafka, yes, machmir. What's the halach of palter? This not. We have a mishnah in Masechtas Demai. Halokech min a palter, if you buy from a baker, maiser min kol tfus with tfus divrei mayor. Here, mayor says, by a palter, different kind of baker, then you do have to take off maiser, and he's also on Mars, you do have to take off different ones for different shapes. So what are you asking me, Akasha? You see before, Mayor said that you could be Makel and take off from each from all the shapes together. And the Mishnah and Demai, Beferish says not like that. So says, what's the answer? Elmaizdech Elmeimer, Palter Mitrei Tlaz Gavri Zoven, Nachtam Nami Chad Gavri Zoven. The fundamental difference between a Palter and a Nachtam is exactly that. A Palter buys from many different people to resell. Therefore, each shape that he buys might have been from a different type of arts. One took Maishas, one didn't. So you have to be Machmir, do each one separately. Exactly what Meir says. Whereas a Nachtam, we assume, only has one supplier. And if he only has one supplier, even though it all came in different shapes and forms, the Maishas all came from one Amarats, it all came from one Amarats. Either he took off from all of them, or he did not take off from all of them. Therefore, you could do it all in one shot. So therefore, Abaye says, I have a different understanding of all the Shakamar Taiga, but Lamaisa, we're coming out that our mission is definitely Machmir by Dina Drabana by Trumas Maisha of Dubai, and her mayor clearly holds like that in most situations. Rav Amar disagrees with one point on Abaye. Shmuel Shaper Kamashani Le. Shem Misabelim. That what Shmuel said, the mayor of our Mishnah, by Trumas Maisa of Demai, is the mayor of Get. And Abaye said, one is Misa B'dei Shemayim and one is Misa B'dei Bezdin. Says, Rav, no big deal. Lamaisa, it's Misa. And if a mayor is Machmir by Dinei Misa B'dei Bezdin, he would also be Machmir by Misa B'dei Shemayim because they're all in the Parsha of Misa. And Echanami. Rav Sheshes is Kash, which was asking from Dinei Lav of pigeon, of eating Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, that might not be Akash, even Rav would agree. But the two Dine Misa do go together. Says the Mishnah. Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Oino. All these Dine Oino, we talked about overcharging a sixth, etc., and that you can return and have a choice and getting the money back, etc. The following items do not have a Dine Oino. We'll learn it out from Sukkim. Avadim, Ashtoris, Varkarkas. If you're selling an Eved Kanani we're talking about here, not an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani. If you're selling a Shtar, a check, what we'd call it, any document that says someone owes money, if you're selling that and you overcharge or undercharge, whenever it says Ein Din Oino, remember that's both sides of the equation. Whether you're overcharging or undercharging. The dinner does not apply. What if you overcharge to the point where it crosses a sixth and it gets into Bittel Mekach land? That we'll see in tomorrow's daf whether this mission is referring to that. But the regular sixth halacha, that clearly does not apply. Also by karka, when you're buying and selling karka, the dinner does not apply. We'll see why. Vehegdeshes. And when you're buying and selling stuff from Hegdish, also Dine Onah does not apply. Again, we'll see in the Gemara we know this one. Also, says the Gemara, these four items, Ein lehem tashlumei kefel. If you steal, normally when you steal something, you're a ganef, you have to pay back kefel. However, if you steal an eved, if you steal karka, if you steal shtoris, or if you steal from Hegdish, there is no din kefel. And once there's no din kefel, v'loi tashlumei abra chamisha. If you steal an animal, you shecht it, or sell it, etc., then there would be no din abra chamisha. Because once there's no din kefel, then automatically there's no din abra chamisha, because then you're not paying abra chamisha, because that includes the kefel within it. Next halacha says the Mishnah, also by these four items, Shemer Chinam Einoi Nishba. We know what halacha is, we learned in Baba Kama, that a Shemer Chinam is Chayv on Pshia, and he has to make a Shvua that was not Pshia, and he has to make a Shvua that he doesn't have the item. Those halacha does not apply by these four items. Now it's not clear from the Mishnah, does that mean a Shemer Chinam is Putter on Pshia by these four items altogether? Or does that just mean there's no Din Shvua? It's a machlekes rishayim. So some rishayim say once you're patur on a shvuah, you're patur altogether. Other rishayim say no. That which you're chayev on pshia, if you don't watch something properly, that's not a din in shomer. That's a din in mazik. If I mazik someone's land or mazik someone's eved, I have to pay. There's no patur for that. So machlekes had to learn the Mishnah. V'naisei socher and a mashalim. We say a shomer socher is normally chayev for gneva and aveda. However, if he's being paid to watch an eved, or being paid to watch a star, or being paid to watch something of hegdish or karka, then he is not going to be chayev for gneva and aveda. Again, we'll learn all sold out from Sukkah. Reb Shimon says not so simple. By kachim, there's two different types of kachim. Kachim shu chayev b'achriyuson yesha mayno. He says, kachim, we know that when you makdish an animal, you could say hare alai, or you could say hare zu. If you say hare zu, carbon oil, if the animal gets lost or stolen, you're putter. Nothing to talk about. If you say hare alai, then when you bring this animal and something happens to the animal, it gets stolen, you have to bring another animal. So it says of Shimon, since when someone steals this animal from you, it's now affecting you monetarily because you have to replace it with a different animal in the case where you said a real lie. Therefore, you do have a vested monetary interest in this thing still. And if you still have a vested monetary interest in this thing still, then it's considered yours. It's not really considered hegdish on some level. And therefore, dine, I know, et cetera, would still apply. So, kachem shu chai bechusen yeshem, I know. Mashayna chai bechusen Reb Shimon makes that chil. Again, we'll see more in details in the Gemara. Buda Aimer, and other things which do not have dine onad of higher prices. Afa meicher sefer Torah, if you're selling a sefer Torah, if you're selling a behema, an animal, see why in the Gemara, why these things are different. Umargalit, if you're selling a specific type of jewelry, ein lemayna, there is no din of overcharging. Again, whenever you say there's no overcharging, papashat means there's also no undercharging. It makes no difference, again, within the sixth. We'll see exactly what the line that Rabbi Yehuda says there is, I know, in the Gemara tomorrow. Amru loy, the Chum said no. Loy amru ella es elo. Only the ones we listed in the beginning of the Mishnah. Karka, Shtar, Evan, Hektish, those don't have enough, but these do have, I know. We'll see exactly what point they argue on in the Gemara. So let's go through the first four items, which we said have no din, I know, which is going to be Eved, Karka, Shtar, and Egdashes. So, Menani Mili, the Tanar Banan, the Pasuk says, but din I know. V'chisimchu mimkar le'amisecha, oikona mi'amisecha, when you're buying something from a friend, oikona miyad amisecha, from his hand. What does it mean, his hand? So, the first halacha we learn is, dovra anikna miyad liyad. It has to be something that you can pass from hand to hand, meaning metaltalin. Not karka. Yotzu karkoros, shen metaltin. Karka is not a metaltin. It's not dovra nikne miyad liyad. Therefore, dine ona, overcharging, undercharging up to a sixth, does not apply. Yotzu avadam shirklo karkoros. In many places in Shas, Rashi says we call it a reshet achuza. We call an eved kanani like an achuza. And therefore, it's considered like karka. Whatever din applies to karka applies to an eved kanani as well. If there's no din ona on karka, because it's not miyad liyad, there will be no din ona on an eved kanani as well. Yatsu shtaris, this also excludes a shtar. Why? Dechsivichi simchu memkar. What does it mean, memkar? Dub widarshin, shegufay macher, that you're selling the object itself is worth money. Vigufay kone, and you're making a kinyan on the object itself. Yatsu shtaris, when you sell a shtar, maybe you're not selling the piece of paper. You're selling the choiv in the shtar, which traces debates whether you can actually sell such a thing, daraisa. Argmar is clearly mashma, you could. But when you sell it, you're not selling the piece of paper. She'ein gufay mocho, you're not selling the paper. Ve'ein gufay konui, the value in this is what it represents, the chayv. Therefore, that is not included in memkar of the pasuk of Aino. So dini Aino do not apply by when you sell a shtar. Ve'einoim demel araya shemem, they're only there for a raya to prove the chayv. And therefore, it's not included in the parsha of Aino. Mikan amru hamechesh teroysav lebaysam. Basam, if you're selling the shtar not for the chayv, but you're selling it as a piece of paper, so someone should stop up a bottle. You have a bottle that you lost the cap on, so you want to stop it up. You say to someone, do you have a piece of paper? He says, well, I have an old check over here. Ah, perfect. I don't need checks anymore. So I can take your check, roll it up, and stick it into the as a bottle stopper. If you sell for that, then yesh lam aino. Right? It's not halacha that when you sell paper, there's no din aino. It's when you sell a chayv that's represented by a paper, there's no din aino. If you're selling the actual paper to be used as paper, then there would be aino. I mean, obviously, you're not selling the chayv, you're selling a piece of paper. Some of you are right, but there is a chiddush in this as well. We talked yesterday, there was a shita that the din aino starts at an iser. At an iser, the smallest denomination of silver. Whereas normally we're assuming when you sell a piece of paper as a bottle stopper, you're not selling it for an iser, right? You're going to be selling it for a lot less. You're going to be selling it for a couple prutas. And therefore, maybe there shouldn't be aino on it because of that. Kamash Malon, we're not going to that shita. We hold there is aino by prutas. Kamash Malon, yesh aino by prutas. Okay, so we've proved from the pasuk that there's no aino by karka, therefore there's no aino by eved, and we also said there's no aino by ashtar. What about Hekdish? Hekdish, because the pasuk says, Amar Kra, the pasuk we just read, said, V'chisimichu mimchol amisecha, yikon amiyar amisecha, altoinu ish es ochiv. Achiv says, Achiv v'loi Hekdish. All these halakas are only when you're between two people. But when you're between people, person, and Hekdish, there is no din aino. Maskefar mamamamamol, kol hechad ekhsiv yodai yodai mamashu. So you tell me when it says yodai, it excludes karka, because that has to be something you could pass from hand to hand. We have many other places in the Torah where the Torah uses the word yaday. That does not mean literally hand to hand. It means figuratively. Where do we see that? El Mayata, the Pasuk says, Ki cheshbon ir sicha melech amari, he, v'hu nilcha memelech ma'ev harisha, v'yikach es kol artzai mi yaday ad arnon. He took the land mi yaday. Did he take the land from his hand? No. It means you transferred the ownership of it by capturing it. So you see, miyada doesn't mean physically hand, just means transfer of ownership. So maybe here also by dina aino, it should apply to karka as well, mean transfer of ownership. Haki nami called arabi yada, who did not get laid, he didn't in his hand. Elamir yeshusa, it means from ownership. Haki nami, it means mirishusa, and maybe dina aino should apply to karka. Zamano, I can show you the opposite. I can prove to you that in other places in the Torah, yaday we take literally, and yaday means hand. The classic case, Vatanya. We had in the Gemara earlier, and we had in Baba Kama. We said if you get caught with the Geneva, you have to pay kefil. What does it mean to get caught? The Pasuk says, imatze timatze biyaday. Pasha Pshat says the Brisa means in your hand. And the Brisa says, and the Eliyod, if you find the Mamash in his hand. If you don't find it in the Ganav's hand, you find it in his chatz, you find it in his house, you find it somewhere around his gardens. How do you know then you also chayv kefel? Tamalami Matze Timatze, a double lashon. But you see me come makam. Mashma. Time of the Kosrachmani Matze Timatze, only because we have a special pasik over there that teaches you Yodah is not literal. But, halavach, you have a minute called Echadix of Yodah, Yodah Mamashu. You see from that pasuk that yaday in halakhic terms is mamash yaday, unless the pasuk tells me otherwise. And if you hear by us also, yaday should mean literally, like we've been saying. And I'll probably do from somewhere else, from Masechtas Gittin. V'su Tanya, v'nosan biyada, ki kach yishisho bala, v'yadam tzimtzachay me'enav, ki matzab ervas dover, v'kosav la'sefer krisos, v'nosan biyada. He has to give her in her hand a get. And we darshan. And the eliyada. If it just said yada, you would think it means physically you have to put it in the isha's hands. Gaga chatzer kafifa minayin. How do you know you can be give a get to an isha in her chatzer, in her house, in her garden, whatever? Tamalamar vid nasan, so we have an extra drush and become welcome. But again, time of the kasu rachman vid nasan. Halav hachi, havi amina kolechadiksiv yada yadai mamish. So we teach two examples, halachic examples, both by get and by the din of kefel, that yaday is literal. And therefore it makes sense that the yaday by aino, kisim chumim yada bisach, is literal, and therefore it means metalton to the exclusion of karka. Oh, what did the pasuk mean when it said yaday by cheshvan over there, by the capturing? Elakol yaday yaday mamashu. Vishani yosem, the lakam emirachim lebashu say. In that context of that pasuk, you're right. Sometimes yaday in the context is not literal. If you have no true way to read it literally, then we'll assume it means figuratively. But when it comes to halachic psukim, and you could read yodei literally, unless you have a gzeres hakasev or a riboy to tell you not, we assume it actually is literal. And if it turns out that the only place in the Torah where yodei is actually literal is going to be by dinei no. Because lamaisa by get and by kefa, we have a riboy to say not like that. We have a riboy to override the yodei. So the only yodei which is actually literal in the Torah is the yodei by aino. Boy Reb Zera, schiris yesh lo'ayno en lo'ayno. When you rent something, not karka, remember karka has no din and no altogether, but when you rent a car and they overcharge you, right? It's called a maid, yeah. Right? They all of a sudden the price is, shortage of cars, right? They charge you who knows what. Is there a din or no on that? What's the shayla? Memkar merachmano, avolai schiris. The Torah says, kisimkru memkar. So how do you look at schiris? Schiris is not a buy, it's not a permanent buying.
What's the first word of the line?
Which one? Memkar. That's the pasuk in the Torah. Right? The pasuk that we're quoting the whole time. Chisimchu Mimkar. I'm sorry. Amrachmana v'lai schiris. Aydilma l'ayshna. Or do we say that renting is actually buying? You're not buying the object. You're buying the usage of the object. And maybe buying the usage of the object is considered enough buying that you would be in the parasha of Aino. So this was they asked. Zered asked the shayla. I answered, "Miksiv mimkar li oilam." Does it say mimkar that has to be forever? Mimkar stamiksiv, any purchasing. Thainami biyume mechiru. This is a short-term purchase. Again, whether you say he's actually purchasing the chayfets, or whether you say or you purchasing the usage of the chayfets, it might be a slightly different lumdus over there. But either way, Abaye says even a short-term purchase, even a temporary purchase, is a purchase, and therefore dine ono would apply. You're not allowed to overcharge for renting. Vayrava. So we just said that karka has no din ono. Doesn't apply to karka, it only applies to metalta. Okay. Chitin v'zar b'karka ma'u. What if I'm selling you kernels of wheat and I plant them in the ground? Okay? And they, as we'll see in the Gemara, they did not yet take root. But they're in the ground and I'm selling them to you. Is there a din or no on that or not? It's in the ground, but it's not really part of the ground. It's really kernels. So how do you look at them out? Yesh lam ayno or in lam ayno? Says the Gemara, what's the shayla? Keman deshaji mikadidami. Do you say, just like if you had kernels in a container, that's just kernels, and you're selling kernels that has regular din ayino. So that's the same thing. What do you say? Once you put them in the ground and you plant them, then already it has a din of the land, and the land does not have a din of ayino. So I'm always saying, what exactly? Where's the overcharging over here? What's going on? I hire you to plant 6 seeds in the ground. He only planted 5. Okay, well then, what are you discussing? Or no. If I'm a Rav, we said before, called Davar Shema Midav Shema Mishkel Shema Minyan. If I'm selling you something by a count, a dozen eggs, or I'm selling it to you by weight, or I'm selling it to you by volume, and it's specific what the weight measures are, I feel a pachas mendikadei Aino Chayzer. Then it's not a question of Aino. Then it's a mekachtos. If I sell you, I'm selling you a dozen eggs, you only give me 11, it's a mekachtos. If I sell you a kilo and it's not a kilo, it's a mekachtos. It's not dinei no in those situations. Dinei no is when I sell you something, you know, this big thing I'll sell you for a price and you overcharge, undercharge, fine. But when it's countable, of course, it's not even dinei no, it's betomekach. So if I'm supposed to plant 6 seeds and I only plant 5, then it's no question. El, you know what the case is? Da'amar iu shadibei kidibaylan. Said, I want you to work my field and plant what you think is supposed to be planted there. Now we have a fight. What was the proper thing? Were you supposed to? Everybody agrees you only planted 5. It's not a question of what he was supposed to. I say he was only supposed to plant 5. He says, no, you're supposed to plant 6, because I think in this shatach you could plant 6. So we're fighting about that. Taisus discusses why is that considered not kind of the karka, what exactly are they fighting about. But the Gemara assumes, the Pashup Shatach Rashi learns it, that this is considered something which is in the ground, but not really part of the ground. So how do we look at such a thing? Yesh lam ayno or in lam ayno? Command the shadi bekadya dummy. Do we say it's like it's in a? It's no different than if you're just arguing about putting a certain number of seeds into a cup. Yesh lam ayno. Oydim avatlinu agavar. Okay, that's first halacha. This same question has other halachic ramifications. Nishbayin alein or nishbayin alein. When we know you don't make a shvua on karka, you only make a shvua by might have been mixed and those kind of things. I'm a talton. If you're making a, if you have a machloikis between a tain and an itan about seeds that are in the ground, but again, not taken root yet, is that considered shvua on a karka and you don't make it, or is that shvua not on the karka? Come out the shaji bikadid, I'm even ishpayar alayin. It's no different than storing them in a cup or a bucket, and therefore you would make a shvua. But you don't. So it's another nafkamina of this kind of shayla. How do you consider seeds that are planted in the ground and not yet take root? And here's the bumba on today's daf. Oymer Matirin or Ein Oymer Matirin. Today, in case you're paying attention, is the day we bring the Karban Oymer. First day Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, we bring the Karban Oymer today. Comes along tomorrow, everyone was upset. Yesterday there was nothing about Pesach in the daf. This is better. This is gewaldig. This is so random to be brought in today's daf. When you have seeds planted in the ground, and at that point, there's the Oymer Matirin. Now, what does that mean? First thing, what do you mean Oymer Matirin? Meichi Dami. Ida Ashrush, if they already took root in the ground, Tanina. And if Mamadavshach, we're assuming that we're discussing the crops that grow from these seeds. You're not allowed to eat the new wheat until you bring the Karban Oymer. Stuff you plant after the Karban Oymer, you have to wait until next year. Chol HaMoed Pesach to bring the next Karban Oymer. It's Chadash. Until then, you're not allowed to eat it. So what's going on? This not. We have a Mishnah. Anything which was already rooted in the ground before first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, then already is considered part of this year cycle. Vimlav, if it did not take root yet, asur not shi'ev ma'abad, then you have to wait till next year. So what exactly is the shaila that gabi these seeds? No. Like tzricha de chatzdinu, you had these seeds, you had them from the chadash, from this year's crops. Vizarinu kadim leimer. Now you planted them before the oimer. V'asalei oimer. Now you brought the kohen oimer this morning. The kohen and brought it. V'chalafalayu v'loy ashrish. You go back and you check them, and then they're not yet take root yet. Okay. Kohen oimer. Ma'u leminka tu mechel minayu. And now you're hungry. Can you pick them out of the ground and eat them? If they were sitting in your bucket in your house, they were from last year's crops, and now you brought the Karban Oymer this morning, no problem, you can eat them. It's not Chadash anymore. It's now called Miyashin, you can eat it. If they took root in the ground, then fine. If they're in the middle, not. But now, what if you don't decide to leave them to grow? You want to go now eat the seed itself. Once you put it in the ground, then we say, no, it does not have a din of a seed anymore. And therefore, the Oymer does not work on it at all. Kamanda Shadi Bekadi Damishwin. Do you say, well, if you put it in a cup, or you put it in the ground, as long as it didn't take root or anything yet, eat it, no problem. Oydima but linu agav ara. Rashi says, ukekarka bi almadamu. V'loi shayach oimer gabeul mashrinu. An oimer is only going to be matir, crops. This seed, once you plant it in the ground, if it took root, then it's fine. If it didn't take root, and you're planning on leaving it to take root, maybe it already is bottled to the ground. It doesn't have a din of a crop. It doesn't have a din of anything. It has a din of ground. An oimer is not matir ground. So how do you look at these seeds once you plant them? If you want to take the seed out itself and eat them, or back to Hashayla, making a shvu on it, or Hashayla of dinarina, and all these things, the Gemara blibes with a taker. We're not clear. Guten Morgen.